I'm going to take Polaroids of all your bedrooms.
With a flash?
Yeah, flash photography.
You take it like Manhunter, like in the dead of night?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only
like X-Files. There's a brown spot on the bed.
Yeah. It's a floater, an orb.
Yeah, yeah. Lens flare orb. For no reason.
There's children's faces ghosted and printed in the photo.
La 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 la.
That sound clip that every movie has of kids laughing.
like with the music box a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit used to be scary when I was a kid.
I've been watching X-Files and this. Yo.
X-Files is hardcore.
Holy f***, man.
Hardcore.
The first season, every episode is like a movie.
Yeah.
Like it's shot on film. It looks like a movie. And they use the same, they use like a badass sound design library. Like the songs, the music is killer. The music's so good. But they reuse the same sound effects. So you'll hear, if you see a police car in the shot and they're walking by a police car, there's this radio sound effect where it's like, man, if you want to watch anything, and you'll know it if you hear it because you've heard it like 1,000 times.
It's always the same crime.
It's
going.
Always the same exact crime
the
radio
cop
noise.
Car across from the alley, just like, kind of like Half-Life 2 a little bit, the chatter.
Yeah. It's so good, though. X-Files is so bad.
What role did the police play in X-Files?
What's that?
Like, what was
usually support in investigations.
Support? Okay. Yeah. They weren't, like, things up, though.
Sometimes.
Oh, really?
Sometimes, yep. They were, like, looking in.
Sometimes they'd be pointing a gun at them.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't be here? You shouldn't be here.
Yeah, yeah. Just pointing, like, casually,
fat
like,
cop.
Pointing, cops pointing guns at each other all the time.
Skinner is the best character in the show.
I haven't gotten to Skinner yet. I remember him from the last time I did a read through, because it is like a book.
Yeah, it's really long investment. Chris Carter was executive producer. That's where Vince, what's the guy that did Breaking Bad? Like where he got his start in. Well, as far as I know, in X Files, Vince Gillian. Yeah, he did. He started doing the real bangers.
And it is. I mean, it is. It has to be. Whether it's intentional, it's intentional.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, what is that?
Early
disclosure or whatever?
Yeah, I guess you could say revelation of the method. You could say disclosure.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's these people are that are paid to piece these conspiracies out in order to discredit them and to give them credence at the same time, some sort of magic they do.
Yeah, and and even without the conspiracy theory stuff, anytime you see cops in video, like, even humanizing police, you know what I mean?
They're just fun-loving guys.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Like, water slide cops.
Next thing you know, you put on the video of the guy getting assassinated in the hotel floor, the guy getting the game of Simon, then he gets executed.
Mm-hmm.
What's the game of Simon?
That's Police Academy 8, is that just that video? No, the guy that was just shot and killed for just freaking out. It's a bad story. You don't even want to be reminded of it, honestly.
Is it the Black Rock?
Like the airsoft thing?
It's a bad one. Maybe it's an airsoft.
The
guy crawling, playing Simon Says.
Yeah, it was very
bad. Yeah, you don't want to see
that. The Simon Says one, but that's the reality. And the cops, I mean, hey, if you're in trouble, I guess it's a gamble. Cops will probably help you. But I guess you could boil it down if you really want to. The cops are there to protect politicians. That's just, they're like the private military of the politicians. That's just the way of the world.
We should do, for three, we should run just fun-loving cops on water skis.
Yeah.
Always in full leather, like New York City leathers with like the checkerboard.
Laying dice.
Having fun.
Yeah, yeah.
We're shooting hoops, getting like, we're just getting baskets.
Yeah.
Bowling.
I mean, isn't The Wire kind of like that? Like, there are shows that have moments like The Shield, moments where like cops are broing down.
Yeah.
And
they see some sort of corruption that can't take it. I won't stand for this sort of corruption. Yeah, yeah. It's a cop talking. But the fun loving portrayal of it, they make the movies to make the myths and to make the history. And I guess perhaps the cop that executed that dude making him play Simon Says, when he was back at the station, he was like, maybe he was like doing all the fun-loving fucking police.
He's like Axel Foley on his days off when he doesn't have a perp.
Hey, everybody, get down from there. I'm the owner of this house. He's getting construction workers off houses so he can live in the pool.
Can those two realities exist at the same time?
I think, well, here's my take on it would be from Fish Tank, from dealing with police like 50 times, they are like cool, regular guys. And then when it's time, they shut that off completely and they become like a legal document. So they come out and they're like, what's up? We're not here to bust balls or anything. We're just here. Like, we know what you got. We actually watch it down at the station. Like, we're actually fans down at the station. They've said that. We actually watch it. Like, this show's crazy, dude. And then they get a call from the city. They get a call from the city. And like a day later, when it's time to like do their job for the people who are paying them, they come out with, you know, a warrant to search the premise. Like, detectives are trying to
be careful, officer. There's a lot of traps in the house. We're really sorry about that.
Big bear trap. There's
a bear. He closed the door. There's a bear behind it.
Like, the next day, it's detectives trying to arrest us.
They go from like, dude, I get it, Sam. Love your shit. You know what, dude, I really liked?
You said you killed someone last
really funny. Up against the wall. Put here, they throw you cuffs. You want to cuff you? I'll let you cuff yourself.
Put this on TikTok. You can cuff yourself.
Cuff yourself? I'll let you drive the police car. I'm just fucking with you. Get in the back seat.
You touch the handcuffs, it's a felony.
He's reaching for my gun.
The other thing is, I think when they do it in TV shows, because there's never a TV show that doesn't do this. When I say humanize police, I don't mean that you should like dehumanize them or something, but I'm saying like they make police relatable.
Same side, on the same side.
We're on the same side. They're just like us, and they're
just doing my job. Just doing like their job. Your boss tells you to do something, I shoot someone on the floor of a hotel for fucking no reason.
That's a universal thing that's been that's since before we were born in TV and movies and media.
Dragnet
is that phenomenon. Yeah, Dragnet, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. These detectives are just goofballs.
Going back to the first portrayal of police on television.
In a cohesive society, in a real civilization, a real society, police aren't even necessary. Let me put that forth. I don't care.
No, that's true.
Well, they have the island in Florida now that has self-policing. There's an island
of Dr. Moreau, I think.
Island of Dr. Moreau.
They have a no police?
They have a no police or a private police only hyper-wealthy like utopia in Florida. They're already like, this is off the
ground.
Just
to keep people out, I guess.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'd be interesting to see what the police situation is in Disney. Celebration?
Celebration, Florida.
Is
that Disney Town?
I've heard there's a lot of coaching. Like, if people have heart attacks or something like that, you keep the ride going and stuff like that. There's a lot of, like, I've read secrets of, you know, corporate secrets.
Oh, my God.
There's so many good ones.
Sleight of hand corporate.
Yeah. Like someone dies.
Penn and Teller's corporate guide.
He puts a hat down. He lifts it up. It's fucking centipedes, millipedes.
Someone dies, keep the show playing.
Yeah, huzzah.
He's got his binder. He's got a pink fingernail.
He's got a binder, yeah.
But so, you're talking about just keep the ride going?
Yeah.
They do that?
It's like in Disneyland, in Universal Studios, et cetera, Epcot. Yeah. All kinds of, like, there's just fucking insano rules. I think they tried to do exactly what you're saying, like, keep it.
Maybe it spreads panic or something, because even at restaurants, when someone has a heart attack, the entire restaurant pretends like it's not even happening. They keep on going. Even when the table's flipped over and everything is completely set up and business as usual. It's a policy.
We should jackass stunt that where someone's like, oh, like right into a table. We make sure we have the most amount of glasses and forks.
The most shit on the table possible.
Just, right there, you just
it's automatically like you fell
just
from
filming
the ceiling
everybody
on the table. It's like a wrestling event.
A Rube Goldberg machine of like puzzles.
Silent tombstone right on the table. No one saying a word.
Everybody's like, they're eating faster. Like, let's get the fuck out of here. They're drinking their soda. They're chugging sodas.
I've heard from firsthand that is the case. Even when the table's flipped over and everything, the waiters don't even look at it.
Huh.
That's fucking wild.
That must be what is working at a restaurant like working in the fucking ER.
There's an anti-green fatigue paint they put in Disney. They paint the light poles an anti-fatiguing color to blend in anything of a utilitarian purpose in the civil engineering of Disney. They paint it a certain color so it doesn't bog you down.
Disney.
I think they also do pink That's roads awesome.
Yeah,
to contrast with green. Like to make it visually,
yeah,
pink and green.
But yeah, go away, green.
trapper keeper is in charge.
Yeah.
Sightlines are so important to the Disney parks. If you're in Tomorrowland, you shouldn't be able to see
the whole entire world.
And a lot of times, Disney will disguise these lands by foliage or
Beverly Hills Cop 3 was talking about how, remember it was like, he basically goes into like Disney World and finds out they're like running fucking drugs.
Is that the story?
Yeah, that's like the plot line of Beverly Hills Cop 3.
They have a whole underground subterranean system behind all of Disney World.
They're popping up in trees 6 miles away.
How old is Disney World? Wait, Disney, he just built it in 6 years or something?
No problem.
They're probably just excavating.
He built it quick.
It's no big deal.
They excavated raw dirt. It was Disneyland underneath.
Go away green. To paint objects at the park they don't want people to see. Whoa.
It is a good green for that.
Interesting.
So you're not supposed to see the help?
Who's the help?
Interesting.
Wow. That's cool.
That's like a big video
game.
We
should paint homeless people go away green.
Go away green is shocking. I thought green was supposed to be calming and like
it is.
Go away.
That tone in particular is certainly is a very go away. Well, it blends in. I wouldn't say it's
the 33 club. You guys know about the 33 club?
Some highlight,
right?
Some sort of Albert Pike kind of Masonic.
33 is a wild number, right?
33, it could be they say it's an allusion to the vertebra and the spine. They say, I mean, it's the all the steps in the mystery religions. You could say it was the number or the percentage of the fallen angels that were thrown out of Eden, 33 and a third. It's probably that, like the stars around Paramount, everything is all fallen angel veneration, in my opinion.
This might be like glorifying it.
What's up, assholes? We don't hire for one thing. My name is Walt Disney. Remember his policy? No policy?
Was it?
Yes! Only in finance, I think. He only hired them in finance, and they were barred.
Him and Henry Ford?
They were probably brothers. Yeah, they're brothers in spirit.
They're always just like clapping hands like, yo!
You do it too? No way! I'll be dead, and then the day... And then the day he died, it was Mike Eisner or whatever.
His head's in a jar.
Couple spent $400,000 trying to get back into Disney's most exclusive club, only to lose in court, so now they're spilling all the secrets.
This guy belongs
in
under
case
a
you're not aware,
roll,
yeah. Disney Parks have a very exclusive membership organization called Club 33. It costs tens of thousands of dollars a year, and people wait decades to be allowed in.
Look,
Scott and Diana Anderson were members for 5 years.
Highly sexual swingers couple, Scott and Diana.
But after Scott was found passed out on a bench in Disneyland smelling of alcohol,
yeah,
they were kicked out of Club 33. He says he was suffering from a vestibular
migraine. So different from the first photo.
That day after having
I love kissing.
So the couple sued Disney to get back into Club 33, only for a jury to
Tom Hanks, private
them.
Thanksgiving, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
You're sitting down having Thanksgiving dinner with Tom Hanks.
At Disneyland.
Pass me the kid. Aww.
At Disneyland.
This is 6-year-olds in a casserole dish.
He's in a movie Big. Did he fuck anyone in the movie Big?
He did make out with the girl.
It's got the checkerboard floor.
Good. Yep.
What is that?
Cool.
What's that?
That's the chess, the little shit they
4D
do.
4D chess.
What does that? Well, it's not even
the
worth
checker.
Getting
it's
into.
It's a Masonic thing, I think. The checkerboard.
It's so, I mean,
motif.
Duality, light and dark. I guess you could say. I don't know. You could say Eden.
Sam,
and,
that's Beauty and the Beast.
I don't know. What's the point?
Yeah.
What's can you type in how many members Disney 33 Club? How many members?
Honestly, you know what would be really fun? Just harassing the shit out of them and then getting everybody to spill things and try things.
What do they all do in that room? They sit down, they order the regular drinks that they order everywhere. What do they do?
How fucking gay is that, though? Like, imagine paying $100,000 to be in a Disney club. And like, how fucking scrambled are your brains?
Wow.
Is it just for, like, CEOs who marry sluts?
This stuff has a hold on some people. I don't know why. I've never thought. I remember the kids from theater class in high school, though. They like interned, spent summers in costumes at Disney, and that was like heaven for them.
That's heavy. I never heard of anybody. Really? Yeah. So they were going to be like Belle?
Stuff like that, yeah.
No, Tinkerbell on the wires flying.
I think one of them, there's a picture of him on his Facebook where, who's the Beauty and the Beast, the guy, Gaston?
Gaston.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he's actually, all those cartoons, you can flip it. The villain is actually the hero of the stories, but Gaston, he was actually the good guy.
He's telling you that? He's like, Sam, I don't know if you know this, but I'm actually the hero. I know it seems like they paint me as a bad guy. I'm not.
I just remember seeing this picture of him. He's like 35 on Facebook. He's dressed up as Gaston. and he's like proud. Like
there's a fucking teapot in the side of him.
Shoulders back and down, chest out. Like,
yeah. Like, honestly, I always did want to settle down and just get a wife. He's like, but I just can't stop getting so much pussy. He's getting nonstop Disney girl pussy.
And he plays the prince that was obsessed with this woman that was, I guess, afraid to get out of a relationship around
it's bestiality.
Yeah, I mean, she was engaging in public, like unabashed. Untamed, is unbridled, bestiality, flaunting it in everyone's face. So much where everything in the goddamn house turned fucking magic. Started singing along.
She's like, the teapots are singing to me.
Beauty and the Beast.
Like, the candlesticks are talking to her.
It's unbelievable.
She's sucking dog dicks.
Straight up raised the fucking dead. It was disgusting. And everyone fucking died in the end.
Gaston's trying to be a good guy to her. He's like, look, Debbie, you're going crazy.
Look at this guy. You think he's not just going to beat you and leave you? He's a fucking beast. It's disgusting.
Is the lesson in that movie, or is it just about making ugly people feel like they can get some?
Probably.
Like the beast?
Just inversion of the hierarchy.
I mean,
as
I guess
usual.
You'd have to take a look at the original fairy tale to get anything good out of it, and then you take the Disney one and you put it in the garbage.
You know, stick a teapot up your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. You give you a neti pot, you give yourself an enema with the goddamn Mrs. Teapot.
<She's>
Fuck
like,
you,
no,
bitch.
I don't want to go back in there. You're like, get in my ass and wash my asshole out with warm water.
That's what they deserve. Abominations.
She's puking.
Talking. Yeah, they're feeling pain. They're so sickened, they're puking.
Objects are in so much pain 24/7.
Objects of misery. You're forcing to live.
Just because they're objects, like something about the physicality of being like an object and having a sentience makes you be in pain 24/7.
Like a teapot spout hurts.
It's like the nerves are on the outside.
Yeah, the nerves are on the outside.
It's horrible. It's like the fly experiments, like when things turned inside out, kill me. It's like that. Yeah. But they're singing and dancing, pretending they're having a good time because she's engaging in. It's disgusting.
You walk in like a half a minute before like the scene starts, and they're like, yeah, and then he filled me with hot water and then shoved me up his ass because he says it like helps or something with like colon health.
Colonics, he said he wants to do it. He doesn't want to pay the money this time.
Anyway, oh, you're here, Belle. Singing.
I like Sword in the Stone, but all because it's a bit pleasant. It's funny. Sword in the Stone is straight up funny. I really enjoy it. But everything else from Disney, it makes me ill. It makes me feel like I'm a kid that's getting fucked sexually when I'm watching it. Like, I'm tired of that.
Who did Videodrome?
Cronenberg.
Cronenberg, yeah. Beauty and the Beast is like a Cronenberg. Can you imagine the teapot and the candelabra like modeled out of like, you know,
skin.
Wax and skin?
Oh,
or
like
just
all
whatever.
The objects are flesh with like proper joints and proper bones.
I mean, bones and joints. That's
disgusting.
It falls. It makes cracking. It makes like chicken bone
it's
cracking.
It's got cocks and balls. type in
Beauty and the Beast.
It's like falling and like. Getting yelled at by a beast.
Yeah, what's the shit that talks? The teapot and the fucking candelabra and what else?
Lumiere.
The fireplace and the clock. Yeah, the clock with bones inside of it.
Oh, they got transformed. They were people.
And like organs. Oh, that's even worse.
So they really did feel that transformation. That's horrible.
Yeah, it's like Chucky.
Ugh.
There you go. They got a broom. The beast is shoving the broom up his ass.
What was the vacuum cleaner one?
Everything up his ass.
The vacuum cleaner from Brave Little Toaster?
Yeah.
No! The air conditioner?
Oh, yeah.
The clown?
Did you like that movie?
It was really the best, but it hurt to watch.
What, because it's scary?
Yeah, I had it on repeat, but it's pretty traumatizing.
It's pretty heavy, man.
It was it made me old, I think.
You remember the car junkyard?
Yeah, they're all singing about getting junked up.
Yeah.
It's technically, I mean, should he be in jail for crimes against mankind? No, I think it's good. I just don't know if I'd show that to my children when they're young.
It's pretty serious. The song's called Worthless.
Wow.
Have you seen this, Nick?
No.
This is hell.
This sounds like something like fat hipster girls would listen to. Like a song called Worthless about going to be junked.
Yeah.
Remember the term dirt nap? And like,
oh, no. Oh, man.
That's what this feels like.
Yuck.
If you watch the fucking suicide of Phil Hartman on here, there's going to be no words for fucking 10 minutes after.
Yeah.
Race mixing. Great. Yeah, that's great.
She's Latina.
No, she's just a, she's, I think she might be Italian. They don't notice the lamp looking like that on the side of them. Are they fucking crazy? I haven't seen this in fucking 35 years.
This is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
It's really... It's... There are sequels, too, you know.
Haven't checked them out.
Probably better off watching them both at the same time.
Yeah, there's this, this really weird depictions of...
existential dread.
Yeah. Like, this is not good for kids.
No.
Like that?
Yeah, like the sad eyes.
Yep.
Oh, they have faggot songs in it?
Yeah, it's a Rocky Horror. Yeah. I'm asleep all day. Baby, baby.
It's got Grease level.
Well, yeah, the anthropomorphic crusher thing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Crazy.
They're watching, they're showing death.
Yeah.
Sing now, bitch.
That's me in a minute. Holy shit. They can run a death machine. You see how they ramped up production?
Oh.
They had NSA oh. shit back then?
Oh, because the TVs, like, this is the TV.
Their boys helping them out.
Yeah.
Whoa.
This is the TV.
The TV can produce its own program and everything, right? Just like that.
Yeah.
That's, like now? It's a 63 split window Corvette.
Like, we're going to watch it die?
Yeah. He's like, la, 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 la.
I'm surprised they don't have little children cars getting destroyed in this.
Children cars.
His fingers pointing to the viewer. That's you.
I like how they sing and then they're dead. That's really funny how that.
It's shocking.
Like, they didn't pick those cars that weren't singing. They're like this. No, we'll sing and then we'll kill them right in front.
Right before.
Oh, my legs!
Imagine doing that stunt. They retain the memories of their owners. This is so fucked up, man.
Retaining two of them.
And
horny.
I mean, you see the air conditioner die right in your face in this.
Yeah, we might have to watch that.
It's unbelievable.
This is crazy.
Air conditioner death is happening.
This, I blocked these memories out of my mind.
Oh, man.
There was death next.
I mean, is it the death?
It said death. If you type in death right after that.
It's definitely death.
No, no, like up there.
No, it dies in this.
Whose voice is that?
Phil Hartman.
Oh, baby.
Sounds like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, he's doing a Jack.
Was this censored? Did they make censored versions?
I don't know.
Fuck you all! Die!
He just lost his mind in front of everybody.
that's not good.
We see his carcass. We see his body, too. We see his death mask.
Yeah. It's a human. And they just flash in like a guy. Like
a, it's just a single frame of a guy.
Look at that frame.
It's like a fucking cartel photo.
For kids.
You know, like a half head, like a half beheaded man.
And he not only died and we see his body, he lost his mind in everyone's face and then died in everyone's face. Like, when's the last time you even saw that in a movie?
Oh, my goodness.
It's like showing...
It's like Mouth of Madness.
Kids discovering what insanity is.
Yeah.
Who's the... It was Ed... it was the hand... The notes of the suicide, the public suicide.
Oh.
Bud Dwyer?
Bud Dwyer in front of everybody. No. I'm supposed to be in air conditioning. I'm happy about it. See how happy I am?
It's my function.
Don't move.
Stand back. I don't want anyone to get hurt.
Stand back. I don't want anyone to get hurt. Fuck.
Yeah, that's
horrifying. I never even saw that. I don't even know what the hell that is.
I wouldn't have it. I wouldn't allow it in the house.
Yeah.
I remember hearing Bud Dwyer was writing letters to Biden like months before.
Right, love letter before the election?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love you, baby girl. When can I see?
When can I see you?
Kiss me, grown man. You're hot. You're hot. Love your body. Super tall. Love you, gay guy now.
I thought it was something where he was involved in litigation and got held with the bag. He was the straw man taking all the heat while everyone got off, and they were going to pull his pension for his family, so he had to kill himself while he was in office. That's only the basic gist of what I recall.
Oh, he did write a letter to Joe Biden.
Joe, I know about the finger, Five Finger Lakes, or whatever the fuck it is.
His son, yeah. He's,
this shit your son did at the Great Lake.
Crack is good.
Who's Gerald Ford? I don't even... Jerry? Don't even remember him. Well, Joe Biden.
Oh, Biden.
That shit, man. That's the worst. That's as bad as Pinocchio. Or worse, is just as bad, just as like insanely damaging as a child as Pinocchio, I think. Brave Little Toast. Gotta see the sequels.
What, have you... look up on... Go to YouTube and type in Cartoon All-Stars... Cartoon All-Stars. You ever seen this?
What's this?
God. Oh, shit.
Is it anything like Mario?
To the rescue?
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen this?
No, Chris fucking...
Sorry, my
Chris
bad.
Chris just
I'm
threw
sorry,
a handful
I'm
of
sorry.
Turds at my nose.
Is that who's been having diarrhea?
No. Try the second link. Is the second link
is this the one
higher res here?
Is Captain N in this? Do you remember him from Nintendo Power cartoon?
Oh, wow.
No, Captain N. I don't think so.
Open, you son of a bitch. Anyone want to get mellow?
Just good? At all?
Oh, no, thank you.
Why not?
Scrub ahead there, Chris.
Is this a sketch show?
Any of the cartoon stuff.
That's not Jim Cummings, I hear, is it?
Scrub ahead and try to find something interesting looking.
What's with those Smurf caps? What is that? Is that Scythian?
Oh, right here. Oh, go back. Like, go back a minute.
Holy shit. Who's that?
Smoke Man.
Yeah, Smoke Man.
Hey, kid, it's cool. Try it.
Wow, he's smoking. Cool. That's. I know that guy from when I started smoking.
Who's that? Robert Loggia?
Weed. Whoa. Coke?
Where's Iceman cool. when you need him?
It's crack.
Ah, slut.
Ho. Yo, Michael, you ever try fucking?
Isn't this crazy?
It's awesome.
Is someone holding crack out? And then you go, wow, now that's cool.
Yeah, holy wow. Shit.
I think they just made these cartoons to justify putting blacks in jail even more with the drug charges.
Uh-oh. It's the fun cops.
Whoop! There's a helicopter sounds.
Whoa.
What a voice.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you on his way out.
Yeah.
I'm a faggot.
Do you have any chocolate, Chuck?
Yeah, I think I do.
Chris, go ahead and keep scrubbing through. There's one more sequence. It's like a roller coaster sequence.
I have some around the corner.
We got to keep an eye out for.
That's wild.
Oh, yeah.
They did show you drugs a lot when we were kids.
Right there, Chris. Don't you remember the FBI? Hey, pause it so Chuck can see. Pause it.
Yeah, FBI got caught red-handed, didn't they?
With what?
Like they were like, oh, yeah, no, we gave the blacks crack.
I think they did.
They were like, man, that really took off. They're bragging. They're like this. I gave this one black lady so much crack, she smoked it all. Imagine, like, winning at your job that week or that year.
They did a really good job.
I brought you Milk Boy.
Milk Boy. They did do a good job.
They did a good job at
they
getting
They did good
the-
at it, the thing they did. They did it good.
I gave this one lady so much crack, she smoked a lot of it.
Confirmed.
Affirmative.
Job complete.
Man, I really kicked this job's ass. You needed me to give out a lot of crack, and I did it.
It's just so crazy. Hard.
Can I have a raise?
You make this my cartoon. Performa. That. Oh, sorry.
No. Just basically like if that's the job for the FBI, like how do you, even if it's a military operation,
now that's a hard job.
That's so hard to give. Go give a black lady crack in the hood. Get it to gangster. Let him make money. Man, I gave him so much crack, he got it out into the streets quickly.
How are we going to get these gangsters to sell crack and be violent
and make money? I don't know what. We're going to let him do it? Yeah. What are they going to do with the money? Buy Cadillacs. Man, they're going to hate this.
What's it going to do to the neighborhood? We're not sure yet. We need to do a study.
Yeah, they're going to look at my taillights. See,
I have a plan. Let him do it.
it's so insane where you have an operation that allows these drugs to enter the country without being stopped because, you know, our rulers have unlimited money and an unlimited military that you can stop anything. You have unlimited drugs coming through, and then they make a cartoon about watch out for these drugs and you're going to go to jail if you ever touch these drugs or die. It's these things at the same time. Like it's just there's a word for it.
Did you see the Biden with Hunter Biden talking about how pure crack is? He's talking about it like he's talking about like pussy or something. He's like, it's just so pure. I can't even think about it. It's better. He's like prophesizing at how good of a quality drug crack is. And he's saying sodium.
Clean.
This is a character from a fucking 80s movie.
Yeah, you're like, shut up.
Are they all, now they're characters from 80s movies now?
They're doubling down.
With impunity? Like, what?
Yeah. I love it.
Even George Bush or anyone, I don't know, pick any president, their son coming out talking about the purity of crack with all those pictures. And, you know, everything can be fabricated. These people are all, they're all demons or they're all actors or whatever. But it's just, it's crazy what is allowed. But I mean, what are you supposed to do?
They're all painting after George Bush. George W. Bush is painting pictures of poodles.
These pictures of airplanes going into Twin Towers. You remember those ones?
Yeah.
You got Clinton with dress ons. Bill Clinton, he's got a dress on. It's so
fun.
Is it a silly?
I like how they give him like these little backstories. Like, oh, I'm a pretty decent. He paints these like hoary Nirvana paintings. Did you see Hunter Biden stuff? It's like dots. Yeah. It looks like something like a decent like yoga girl would paint.
He should do just fucking Counter-Strike bullet sprays.
I'm sure you saw it like RISD, like hippie girl that was like okay at like doing repeat. The girl who could cover her books, who could color in her book covers in high school.
Geometric.
Well. Yeah. I did dots.
Trippy geometric. Hit play on this just so we show these guys.
Ugh.
Kids need to know
fingers
about
off
like,
and
down.
Kill her.
Kids are like, hey, listen, when you do a lot of drugs, you come down real hard. Like you're telling a 5-year-old that.
What does that mean? It means something everyone laughs at.
Tell your kids, when you get off coke, they're going to be so fucked up the next day.
You're going to hate life. You're not going to feel love anymore for a few days. Is that what you want?
You know what that means, right? I didn't even know what the fuck that meant until I was 35.
they're like, this is what a hangover's like.
You're telling a six-year-old?
Yeah.
Lasts long, too. The harder the drug, the worse.
They crash them through glass?
You want to smoke glass? You smoking glass, dude? Whoa, this is chill.
This actually isn't so bad. Yo, bro, that smells good. What are you smoking, bro?
It's going to the convenience store.
This thing's giving me a little buzz, bro.
Yeah, you wouldn't get the Muppet Babies high.
How do you get there?
Yeah, he wasn't there before.
Gonzo wasn't there.
What the fuck? Gonzo's in there to drive the taxes on cigarettes up after kids saw this. You're gonna die in here. Sorry, Michael.
Smoke man! Whoa.
What did he smoke?
It's that weed.
Oh. Huey, Louie, and...
Huey, Dewey, and Louie, yeah. Scrooge McDuck's nephews.
Hit pause, Chris. That's about, those are the two cool sequences.
I forgot we were doing the podcast. I was watching it.
It's kind of good.
It is good.
It's really good. That's one of my favorite
I've never seen that.
Videos. That and Brave Little Toaster and Phantom Toll Booth. Was really
what
good.
These things you talk, I'm like,
this is like, heard of Roadhouse?
Yeah. Roadhouse 4 was the best one.
Nick, what did you watch as a kid?
Not that. Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, nothing. I feel like I totally missed that.
You were a big Aladdin guy?
I was a big Aladdin guy. I love
you. have a turban and a carpet that you're not showing us.
Yeah, I'm not like, I don't want to talk about it. Shangri-La. I don't fucking know. Mrs. Like Doubtfire.
Yeah, Mrs. Doubtfire.
I was a big Robin Williams guy.
Mrs. Doubtfire was fucked.
Flubber?
Yeah. You ever see Mrs. Doubtfire cut as a horror movie?
Oh, no. Those cuts are so funny.
Yeah, when they cut it, Mrs. Doubtfire cut as a horror movie, it's really funny. That.
Is it a trailer?
Yeah, it's really funny.
Is it this one?
Yeah.
This is a nasty,
hello, Sybil.
Ugly movie.
Yeah, it is. I read in the paper.
Holy fuck.
For the past 15 years, I have worked for the Smythe family of Elbourne, England. I did house cleaning, cooking, and took care of their four glorious children. Would you mind coming on an interview, say, Monday night at 7:30? Oh, I'd love to, dear. Well, I look forward to meeting you. Ta-ta.
Holy shit.
Showtime.
He just hangs himself.
Did you say hangs himself?
Yeah.
You need to be with Jill. And I'll do anything to do that. Listen, I would do anything. I just want to be with him. You know, I need that, so please...
Oh my god.
How do you beat this?
We love each other.
What's the most famous one? Like the first one that started it? Something as a horror movie?
I don't know.
There's a different example that comes to mind. It's like, it's Jack Nicholson movie. It's.
It's The Shining cut as like a comedy.
There it is.
Oh my god. Suck on this.
You want a little suck?
We gotta go on 911 now. Why? This is Doubtfire.
I watched that version of it.
Wait, the Shining cut as a comedy is really funny.
Yeah, that one is funny as hell, but how those cuts are so funny.
Yeah, that is a good, it's just such a good idea.
This is like a lost art.
That's better
here.
Than
yeah.
the whole movie.
Yeah, 18 years ago.
Like, the movie was made so that cut could be generated.
It's like drunk history. It's like a good idea. It's just like a very good concept.
Old dubbing videos.
So stupid.
Meet Jack Torrance.
I'm outlining a new writing project.
He's a writer looking for inspiration.
Lots of ideas. No good ones.
Meet Danny.
He's
a kid looking for a dad.
There's hardly anybody to play with around here.
What's up,
Jack just can't finish his book.
I don't want to sound melodramatic, but there's no way to make it economically feasible.
Here's to 5 miserable months.
But now, sometimes what we need the most is just around the corner.
Retarded. Did you guys like this movie?
Nah.
No.
No?
When's the last time you saw it?
I saw it in high school.
The movie
film
sucks.
Class.
I haven't seen it in years.
Finish the trailer though. I just want to see.
I love it.
Not something I rewatch. She's making out with the bathtub witch.
Yeah.
Shining.
I get that it's like a great movie. It just sucks dick and I hate it.
It's depressing.
I agree.
Fuck that crap.
Yeah.
That's a great movie. It's probably the greatest top. It's the top 10 of all time. Great. But fuck that crap.
I remember seeing this as a kid. It freaked
me out.
It's
a story about a son who has an insane father and he loses his father to demons and ghosts. Everyone dies. It's hell.
Yeah. It's Kubrick.
Like, I'm watching it as a kid. The kid's dad dies. I'm like just watching it, processing it. The kid's dad's trying to kill him. I'm like, I'm processing it as a kid, watching it. It's unbelievable.
Why'd you want to kill him?
Should I kill my dad?
Wait, hold on.
So my dad's going to kill me. If I kill him first, I live. So I live if I kill my father. Got it. Thanks, Jack Nicholson.
It was just good when Jack Nicholson was in movies. Those were better cinematic days.
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's unbelievable. When you think he's been retired since what, 03, 04, 05? Like,
four.
Long time.
Yeah. My buddy threw a girl off a boat. No, that was Chris Walken.
Oh, Chris Walken.
Chris Walken's on a 30-foot boat when Robert Wagner. Yeah. They throw a girl off a boat 30 feet. It's like,
no big deal. Natalie Wood.
Yeah.
Who'd you just throw off the boat? No one. Natalie Wood.
Three guys on a boat. Where's the girl that was just here? She's gone. Oh, man.
Me you screwed her before you threw her. Oh, yeah. I screwed her well.
All right, cool. I was way on the front of the boat, 11 feet from here. A boat's 32 foot. It's a 32-foot Bertram they're on. I remember looking up the size of the boat. I was like, maybe they were on a yacht and, like, it was huge. It's 30 feet. It's a 30-foot boat. The guy's 11 feet away from her, killing her.
He's 11.
Yeah, Christopher Walken's a folk hero for the rest of his life.
Yep. He comes back with comedy. He can dance. He does a voice. All those roles after that.
He witnessed a murder?
Yeah, Robert Wagner. He was on a boat with Robert Wagner and Natalie Wood. And then he claimed ignorance. And they were like, I don't know what happened over there. They were on another part of the boat.
You ever tried
the boat's
doing
as
that?
Big as this room.
Yep.
It'd be like this. Ah, look, he was way over there. Sammy, sit where you are right now.
Robert Wagner? Wasn't Robert Wagner in Austin Powers?
Still alive, yeah.
He threw a woman off a boat?
Yeah.
What?
Natalie Wood. Natalie Wood from Miracle on fucking 54th Street.
It killed
30,
her?
Whatever.
Look at the Natalie Wood thing.
How did Natalie Wood die?
81, mysterious circumstances, within a mile, a 55 yacht. 55,
well, it was moored near the isthmus of Santa Catalina Island. Wood had been on board the Splendor along with...
Fresh bruises on her body, that's nice. Now, who is Natalie Wood's... Did she have children? I'm trying to place that with some current actresses that we may
55
recall.
Foot boats, to clear. But he, that means he was 30 feet away at any time. Give me a break.
What year was... Oh, 81. Okay, so it's after freaking.
Wood had been aboard the Splendor with Wagner. Christopher Walken was. Explanations have never been given for the absence of Walken's wife. According to Wagner, Wood was not on the yacht when he went to bed. And according to. He thought
Where's
Wood
Natalie?
Had taken off on a small inflatable
sure.
boat by herself.
Good night.
I'm a little drunk. Good night.
Wood's body was found about a mile away from the yacht. While the inflatable boat was found beached nearby.
It must be fun to be like a Hollywood actress. Mustn't it be fun? It must be really a lot of fun. Glamorous.
Deaths around every corner.
This is you. You're a child actress. You do, these movies in the 60s and 70s or whatever the hell. This is your fate. Killed by two freaking gay guys.
Wagner, Walken, and DeVerne initially all told detectives that Wood had left in a dinghy to go ashore.
If you're not going to fuck me, I'm going to go find someone who will. She's out on a little motorboat.
2011, DeVerne publicly stated that he had lied to police during the initial investigation and that Wood and Wagner had an argument that evening. He alleged that Wood had been flirting with Walken. Wagner was jealous and enraged, and that following Wood's disappearance, Wagner had prevented DeVerne from turning on the searchlights and notifying authorities. Holy shit.
You ever tried pulling that shit?
Damn.
Wow.
Los Angeles County Chief Coroner Lakshmanan Sathi Vajaswaran.
Who the hell?
Amended.
Who's that Indian doctor?
Yeah.
And case closed.
There it is.
No need to look in this. Christopher Walken is super funny. He was in the Fat Boy Slim video dancing.
He was the medical examiner during the O.J. Simpson murder case, too.
Oh, like celebrity wow. fucking guys.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Wow.
Look at this guy.
You can make it when there's celebrity guys, shrinks.
This is a guy you can make a deal with easy, 100%.
Yeah. Well, I guess she had a good career.
He's at a casino right now getting fucking head from a prostitute. Ugh. He's at an Atlantic City casino.
The Shining, yeah. The Shining. I mean, at least you can watch The Shining.
Yeah, The Shining is definitely watchable.
Yeah.
Someone said they met Christopher Walken and they got like a cold, like cold air.
He doesn't tip. He's a piece of shit. Lore was for years. Yeah.
Yeah. I hate people who love Christopher Walken or people who love Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, give it, leave me alone. Mm. That's enough now. That's enough. Level of like. They have that like celebrity mystique. Like
he's a living legend.
But that scene,
stop it.
But that scene,
he's a living legend.
With him in Kings of New York when he's on the subway and he flashes the gun when the blacks are fucking with his girlfriend was really great. So funny.
Oh,
yeah. Like so good. I was shocked. Like he's a shocking actor.
Oh no, he's a good actor. I liked him in Cowbell Saturday Night Live. I thought that was actually pretty good.
He's shocked. But I get like the persona, all that stuff. It's like gangs of Hollywood. He was on a boat.
Yeah.
Like this is. I just like these. His choices are so crazy.
He's like, easy, Leroy.
Yeah. This was decades ago. You're telling me it was like it is now? Nice jeans, homie.
What are those, Ed Hardy?
You're watching your wallet, blood.
Whoa.
That's so. It's something a cartoon would do. And money? Go kill crackers.
Come by the Plaza Hotel. I got work for you. As for Frank White.
Come by my studio. I'll teach you how to dance.
They don't come. They just don't show up. They're just like, thanks, fucking idiot.
That's like his, he's crazy.
That should have been the real movie, Kings of New York. He gives the money, the kids just don't show back up.
Maybe they become kings after this?
He
teaches them how to dance. They become all Tupacs. But that's that boat business. But who the hell even knows about any, who knows Natalie Wood? You know what I mean? Like,
who knows?
What does it even mean?
It means nothing.
What did Natalie Wood, what was her deal?
She was probably a bitch anyway.
Yeah,
maybe.
I mean, like, you know.
She's probably complaining about, like, she's one of the ones that complained about getting molested and shit, I think, about in Hollywood. I associate her with, like, who's the other one? Judy Garland, Natalie Wood. Like, they're the same kind of.
Oh, really?
Heather O'Rourke.
My
guts hurt.
A couple of years later.
My insides are on the outside.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Like this, she died. It's unfortunate, but. You know, as you know, there's death that we have to move on, and I'm working on my next movie.
You know,
it's not even Steven Spielberg that directed it. Isn't it someone else? I thought it was him, but I'm sure he was on set having sex every day.
Ugh, it feels so good.
It's not even a director, a famous person saying that. It's just a lighting guy.
It's best boy.
Death, you have to move on. I'm working on my next movie.
It's how to light it. Is this how to hold the light in it?
Was this her husband?
This is Natalie Wood. This is Judy Garland right here.
I know, yeah.
Oh, she, Natalie Wood, I mean, Judy Garland, who was she married to?
Alcohol, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
She married to Jim Beam.
Yeah, she was married coping with growing up in Hollywood.
What a weird class of people that emerged from this early days of this system.
John Barrymore and all these
so weird.
John Barrymore.
He's so good. Oh my God, man. They used John and fucking Lionel Barrymore are the best that there ever was. They're the best.
That this whole thing, people are not going to understand this type of thing in like 20 years.
Yep.
Like, I'm ready for my close up.
Yeah.
Like the glamour of celebrities is going to be totally. I'm not saying it should stick around. I'm just saying it's going to be totally like no one will have a frame of reference for that or understand what that means.
It'll surely be redirected into some other system somehow.
OnlyFans.
You can fuck the celebrities.
That's definitely yeah.
You can watch them fucking dilate their assholes now.
I have a timer on with girls. The minute they turn 18. You remember him, the age gap kid?
Well, you're going to be... I
Stallone?
No, just the...
Stallone, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was, right?
Hey, call me when you... Talking to
a two-year-old?
call me... Yeah. She's going to be beautiful. Call me in 16 years, beauty.
Jesus.
He's talking to her. He's not even talking to the parents. He's like, hey, call me in 16. He gives the baby his number.
Oh, my God.
Hey, no, put it in your phone. I'll wait.
No.
It's like the baby like holds up a phone. He puts the number in the phone. Baby he gives phone? It back to her.
Yeah, yo, seriously, I'll keep the phone number. Call me.
It's sad.
And then he like leaves. He's at a lunch later on. He's like, I don't know. I gave my girl his number today.
He's had a lunch for 16 years.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for you to call me.
He's aged a day.
It's sad. So I guess it is get everyone on OnlyFans and get everyone into some metaverse. So I guess that it goes to that after the celebrity system is dismantled in some way.
You can fuck Charlize Theron today if you want.
It's like $700.
Oh, I knew. I said if sports decline, you're going to see lay people play in sports games. That's what they're going to need. I said that.
Be good amateur sports would be really amateur. Really good.
Players inside professional sports. One down.
Actually sounds kind of good.
Well, like tough man type stuff?
Nope. Regular NFL games, you get to play quarterback for one play, and it's like it's the new rules.
Mm.
From the town, like San Diego Chargers have Joe, the air conditioning company owner. He gets to be a receiver or something.
Mm-hmm.
There was a kid who came into a baseball game. It's like, it's one of these like Savannah Bananas games, but they had this like skinny, funny kid, and he cracked a home run in a semi-professional game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, here's the start right here. This is how they start this. So I think in like 10 years from now, when they start to decline, you're going to be able to like I'm going to be able to go in and throw a pass in the NFL, in an NFL game. Maybe. But now, and I also think you're going to be able to fuck, like you can fuck Charlize Theron for $5,000 or $12,000. You could put an ad that says, do you want to play in the big leagues? I'm an agent from Los Angeles. Call me.
Yeah.
And you could field these calls all day. And
that type of shit. That's what, well, you remember we used to do stuff. We used to tell people we were hiring for MTV2 and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like 15 years ago.
Oh, I remember that.
We'd be like, yeah, we're working with Vice. We're doing a new
MTV2 is the goodest, the best drop.
Yeah. And people would just do anything. Like they would just bend over. Like I've always wanted to be on TV.
Remind me, like, I remember doing it.
I don't remember who or what we did it to. I just remember, like, probably talking to 100 people.
Yes.
Who, like, is instantly, when there's the idea that they could be on TV.
Yes.
They become, like, a sponge.
It was my old email.
Mm-hmm.
Leave that on. I don't care. But it was, like, in there.
Mm-hmm.
And... yes, I gotta fucking go get, because yes, that's when we used to run them. And we'd run ads like, we're in your area. It was right before Tissue Box.
We're in your area.
We're in your area.
Yeah.
And people would be like, that's how we got the tarot card reader girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we just dressed up like a tiger and fucked her and she got pissed off?
Yeah, she was pissed.
She's like, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up. She's all fat now. My buddy sold her a car last week.
Nice. She got a G-Wagon?
What?
She got a G-Wagon?
No, she could barely afford a C-Class. She's a lion sack of shit. She's married to like a 90-year-old man now.
Oh my gosh.
How come she couldn't see the future there?
Who, the tarot card reader?
Yeah.
Dang.
The hot tarot card reader.
Yeah.
Did she marry the king of cups?
She married Robert Wagner looking motherfucker.
The king of drinks.
king of dinghy boats. King of arguing. She's the king. She's the queen of flirting. He's the king of arguing.
Chris, can you type in Jerky Boys a little bit of information?
Damn, you know Jerky Boys well.
Yeah.
I've listened to the entire catalog probably 10 to 20 times.
So good.
Pause. I think this might be. I think this might be my favorite. One of this might be my favorite ever. Hit play here.
Wow. Wow. That's so fucking funny.
Wow. Do it one more time, just the last part. To go fuck yourself, asshole.
Go fuck yourself, asshole.
Wow. Fuck.
What do the Jerky Boys look like? Can you look up like what they look like?
Johnny Brennan.
They have a movie too, right?
Yeah. The movie's great.
Yeah, the movie was fine. I remember the movie was.
Yeah, it's got Alan Alda in it.
Oh, wow.
That's Johnny B.
Wow.
He's a jiu-jitsu black belt, I think, as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How many guys were there?
I think it was mostly Johnny B. There's a guy, Kamal. They fell out, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But
you mean they were like dating or married? And
no, they were just partners in it. I think there was like some. It wasn't like an amicable split.
Someone brought their fucking tools.
Yeah, bring my fucking tools.
Wow, what's it? Oh, he's still in New York. Wow, Howard Stern got canceled this week. Did you see that?
For what?
They canceled him. They canceled the show for ratings. Is shit.
Oh, for ratings. Yeah, I was going to say, who's even watching him to try to cancel him?
Nah, they finally.
Who even gives enough of a shit about Howard Stern to.
You wait, you put him on? People are getting dildos up their ass and he's talking about Trump?
Yeah, Trump's a piece of shit.
A piece of shit. Someone's getting a dildo up their ass.
Oh, it's a midget dressed as Doink the Clown getting fucking titty fucked.
Is his show with Sirius done?
Yeah.
What's
they're
up with
done
this?
Paying him $600 million for the last time.
Going from 100 million to 20? Is that someone said the offer? I don't know. So someone was mentioned that.
Probably would never get out of bed for 20 million. I'd rather die.
After nearly 20 years. Imagine paying 100 million for Howard Stern in 2025.
No.
Can you believe that?
I mean, he should be doing Vegas right now.
Yeah, he should be doing a.
He should do Vegas
for real.
Oh, he loves money.
Going around to tables, greeting people when they're eating.
Yeah, in blackface.
How are you doing tonight?
Hi, everybody. Let's see your boobs. Pull them out. Oh yeah, those are great boobs.
Where's Terry? who are the guys? Jackie.
Yeah, like Jackie.
His crew is the best.
Yeah, they hate him.
Well, I'm sure
they don't want to shoot him in the head.
Probably paying him $100 a week.
Jackie Joke Man Martling, whatever his name is.
Robin, he gives her $1 million. He's getting $7 billion. He gives her $1 million after years.
That's it?
No, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Well, he should do Vegas. He should do magic shows. But as far as a talk show, I think the culture has already gotten all of his dildo sucking and fucking Sibians and
retard.
Incest, cock suckings, dick sucking shit. You know what I mean? I think the culture has already absorbed all of the fruits of his labor. Yeah. Now it's time for him to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
I was always shocked at how many women liked Howard Stern. That was always like a shocker to me. Hmm. When I was selling cars, people were like, oh, I have to have XM radio. Does it come with XM? I mean, early in my career, 08, 09. Hmm. Oh, I need to have XM because I like Howard Stern. And I'd be like, what?
Hmm.
Like mothers, like women. Hmm. Imagine that.
Hmm.
Imagine you're my wife's like, oh man, I love Stern. On Stern today, it was so funny. I was learning how to finger myself.
I was fingering myself while my husband drank another guy's semen for $40. And I sat on a Sibian in front of my mother.
And then I iced on a midget's nipples for, yeah.
What the, like that's.
He's brilliant.
Couldn't even tell you what a sane society.
For $40.
He's the king of all media. I did it for the king. The king.
He was that good. Butt fun. What a brilliant interviewer.
He was so good that the second you sit down,
butt fun, you take it up the ass. Yes, Howard, I do. It's better than a pussy. That's a show for fucking 25 years.
Come on, you gotta love it up your ass, right?
Are you kidding me?
Come on. Yeah, that's fun. That's a fun one.
I just want to know who does his hair.
Same guy who does
nature.
You want to see something? You want to see the saddest thing you've ever seen?
Good genes.
Look up Davey Havoc yesterday.
Oh, please. Let's see him.
You're never going to believe this.
Oh, did he stop doing the hair?
Davey Havoc, like news, or like you got to find like an interview with him yesterday. That one right there. That one. Go back. That one right there. Right there. 58 minutes.
Oh.
Right. That one. Just zoom to the middle and then pause it. Now, we all know what Davey Havoc looked like, right? Yo.
Who's that guy?
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Live podcast. Full access to all episodes and more, visit mde.tv.